This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. And Village Green does carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week you can tune in for Kevin's show on homeopathy. Our topic today is the benefits of probiotic supplementation, and our guest is Dr. Don Brown, and we're very lucky to have Donald on the show. He's a naturopathic physician and one of the leading authorities in the U.S. on evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. He currently serves as the Director of Natural Product Research Consultants in Seattle, Washington. Founded in 1990, the organization has provided consulting for companies in the natural product and pharmaceutical industries, as well as education for healthcare professionals. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brown.
Dana, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me on.
And I know we could talk about a lot of subjects. We are going to talk about the probiotics, and I would like you to put in a plug for safety and efficacy of nutritional and herbal supplements. Let's start out with a word on that, and then we'll go into the probiotics.
Well, if you could boil it down into a 2-minute, statement, I think the key thing that I encourage people to do is first and foremost buy supplements from reputable companies that are actually do have good quality control or following the GMPs, the general, the good manufacturing practices that have been established with the FDA. And the biggest thing to me is that when you have a choice, the best thing to do is to choose supplements that have evidence of safety and efficacy. And I think the topic today is a timely one because we do have such an array of probiotic supplements on the market now, and I do think that there are certain quality criteria and also safety and effectiveness considerations that need to be brought into the decision when consumers are going out and looking for probiotic supplements.
Well, yes, and thank you for saying that. And I always explain that the body regulates nutrients, unlike drugs, and that the death rate from drugs is exponentially high, up to 190,000 a year now. And for supplements, it's 0 to 10 a year. So there's a huge safety range.
Well, yeah, when we put it into perspective of comparing it to particularly some of the more, aggressive drugs that are out there, yes. Again, I think the issue for me has always been when possible, if we have something that actually, has evidence or, following recommendations like people like yourself who are studying the science behind natural medicines, I think that gives people a added safety net. And that's always been sort of a passion of mine. Where does nutritional supplementation, where does herbal supplementation fit into the scope of healthcare? And I think people think of healthcare as treating disease. I think of healthcare as actually this long continuum that includes wellness as well. And what I like to call that in-between area, where people can sometimes have annoying symptoms and that sort of thing that don't really fit conveniently into a key of going to a medical doctor and saying, okay, let's take this and you'll get better. It actually involves more of a, as I like to call it, the art of moving more towards the wellness end of the spectrum.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Very important for our listeners to hear. Well, let's talk about the probiotics. I just remind them that probiotic means for life. Let's talk about how important they are.
Well, you've been saying it for many years. I've been saying it for many years. If your intestinal tract, which starts at your mouth and ends up where down in the rectal anal area, is not healthy, particularly from your small intestine down to your large intestine, if that's not a healthy area, then it affects a lot of the different parts of the body. And so we've been talking about intestinal health for a long time, and what's been interesting is that probiotics and this whole focus on probiotics has really brought to the fore for a much bigger audience, including mainstream medicine, how important the gastrointestinal tract is to our overall health, our immune health, your skin health, digestive health, of course. And what's interesting is that probiotics, these little bacteria that go in and bind to cells and set up house, are really now being realized. The realization is that they're a lot of the driver behind keeping that intestinal tract healthy. And it's interesting when you look at the intestinal tract and you realize that if you take all of the parts of the body that are involved in our immune system, the intestinal tract is responsible for about 70% of our entire immune system. And so what we're realizing is that this bacterial balance in the intestinal tract is really critical to our health on many, many levels. And, it's fascinating. People sometimes don't like hearing this when we think about our bodies. Our bodies are made up of about 10 trillion cells. If you multiply that times 10 to about 100 trillion, that's the number of bacteria that we either have on us or in us, and the majority of that is actually inside of our intestinal tract. So these bacteria, which have this sort of fascinating balance between bacteria that if they bind to cells and start to replicate, have health benefits, which we call probiotics, as you said, for life, are in this very, very interesting balance with bacteria that, if they bind, are potentially harmful to our health. And so I just think it's one of the most exquisite parts of our, natural medicine, dietary supplement, really intestinal science that exists today.
Yes, thank you. You say this exquisitely. In fact, I used to have other supplements. As what would be your number one supplement that you recommend to a patient when asked that question? And now I just say probiotics, because if you improve digestion, you're going to improve what nutrients are available for absorption, and probiotics improve the absorption itself. So to me, it's a double benefit, and people will get more from the food and supplements that they take in. So I vote for probiotics first.
Right. Well, and you really hit the nail on the head. I think there's this exquisite balance, this gestalt that's emerging in this area, where we're realizing that the healthy diets that we've been talking about for years actually stimulate the growth of healthy bacteria in the GI tract. And sort of on top of that, the added insurance now is that we have high-quality probiotic supplements. And you hit on a really interesting topic, because when people look at the label of most probiotic supplements, the two major families that they see are the lactobacilli family, and then they see the bifidobacterium family. The lactobacilli family really most responsible for binding in the small intestine, and then the bifidobacteria in the large intestine and the colon. What's interesting in your comment about nutrient absorption is that if we look at, let's say we take a multivitamin, A multivitamin is broken down in the stomach, makes its way into the small intestine. At the beginning of the small intestine, the duodenum, we start to get some nutrient absorption. But where it really picks up is in the second and third part of the small intestine, the jejunum and the ileum, was where we're getting the majority, the bulk of our micronutrient absorption. And if you look at pictures of that area, we have these little finger-like projections called villi, and off of those little hair-like projections called microvilli. That's where nutrient absorption happens. It's very fascinating that science has actually shown that if our lactobacilli is not healthy in the small intestine, those villi start to, they're like, you know, healthy little trees, they start little plants, you know, sunflowers, and they start to droop if they don't have the lactobacilli. And when you take lactobacilli, it binds, they look very healthy. They're just like, you know, sunflower looking at the sun. And nutrient absorption is really enhanced. So I think that's really fascinating just in and of itself, is that we really have very, very concrete evidence that lactobacilli is very, very much needed in the small intestine for micronutrient absorption. And then, of course, when we get into the colon, where we're involved in the final breakdown of food and healthy digestion, elimination, really critical that the bifidobacteria are intact there, and also that some of these healthy bacteria are actually helping to generate certain nutrients in and of themselves, and health-promoting substances in the intestinal tract as well.
You know, that's an interesting combination or thought there, that the good bacteria produce, for instance, there's the good bacteria that produce biotin, and biotin prevents the overgrowth of pathogenic yeast, which then allows the better bacteria to proliferate. So a good diet and hopefully controlling for antibiotics or offsetting the side effects by supplementing with probiotics can interfere. And we can either create a beneficial cycle or an illness cycle.
Exactly. And I think, again, you know, where we're going now is realizing that, and what science is pointing at is that all of the benefits that we've associated with this healthy balance with regards to healthy digestion, nutrient absorption, are now expanding into other areas, where we're realizing that a probiotic, when it binds in the intestinal tract, is just not creating a healthy environment within the intestine, which is critical. I don't want to minimize that. But it's also influencing factors inside the body as well. I think a lot of people think about their digestive tract as inside the body. It's actually not dissimilar to our skin. It's lined with epithelial cells, and it's really sort of a science journal one time describes the inner tube of life. It really is sort of another organ that's outside our body that, you know, nutrients pass through it into the body, and the probiotics are really involved in that. But also now we're realizing that probiotics are also starting to influence other factors in the body, like the immune system. And I think that's really, really one of the more interesting areas right now in probiotic science.
Well, I think we've been behind in the U.S. in grasping this idea, because it seems to me that 30 decades ago, this was a very important part of medical care in Europe and South America, many other countries. So we are finally on board.
Well, I think what's fun about being on board is that we have mainstream science involved, and so there's a lot of research that's being funded in this area. And I'm like a kid in a candy shop right now. I'm just loving all the new stuff. I mean, one of the more interesting things that's coming out now is the role that your gut bacteria may play in your weight. And there's been a group at Washington University that's been working with mice that's looked at taking twins, this recently reported biological twins, one who's thin and one who's obese, and they take the gut bacteria, they give them to mice who are basically don't have any bacteria and gut bacteria, and they find that when they give the thin person's bacteria to the mice, the mouse, that they stay thin. When they get the obese person's bacteria to the mouse gets fat. And then they've extended that off to look at, you know, what happens when you change the diet. If you give them a unhealthy fat diet, then it really promotes the bacteria from the obese person to stay predominant. If you switch it over to a more healthy fruit-based whole food type of feed, then it stimulates the healthy bacteria that keeps the person thin. And the study that I just recently reviewed that I think is really amazing is a study where they looked at Danish people, again, thinner people and obese people. And I love the title of it. It almost reads like some sort of a, you know, a beautiful literary novel. It talks about the richness of the bacteria in the GI tract. And what they found is that people who are healthier, that are thinner, that don't have metabolic syndrome, those sorts of problems, or obesity, have a more diverse population of healthy bacteria in their GI tract compared to people who are obese. So, you know, even from a public health point of view, we're really looking at the fact that, hey, we might be able to give a message to people that if you eat a more whole foods diet, if you take a probiotic supplement, diversify that healthy bacteria in your GI tract, there's a good chance that you're going to be healthier than somebody who doesn't. And so that's a fairly, I think we're heading towards that message.
That's wonderful. We're going to talk about this more in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after the break with more information from Dr. Donald Brown.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care, to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. It is a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week you can tune in for Kevin's show on homeopathy. Now, our topic today is the benefits of probiotic supplementation, and our guest is Dr. Donald Brown, whose expertise is evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. We just started the conversation and got into a lot of depth about lactobacillus being more important or more significant in the small intestine, bifido more prevalent, significant in the colon. And we talked about even obesity and a healthy microbiome in the GI tract promotes health everywhere, including optimum weight, more thinness than overweight. Very exciting. Let's talk about some more connections with the how the body functions, Dr. Brown, and probiotics.
Well, I started to touch in the last segment on talking a little bit about the emerging science on how probiotics are influencing our immune system, and we're beginning to learn more about that. Very fascinating, and I'm talked a little bit about the GI tract lined by epithelial cells, which are not similar to the cells that are on the outside of our body. And what happens when a probiotic binds, remember, bacteria, whether they're health-promoting or disease-promoting, have to bind before they have any sort of effect in our body. And so that's a important thing for everybody to listen to, because when you're thinking about probiotics, the definition of a probiotic is that it's a living organism that has a health benefit to the host, whoever's taking it. And so we want those probiotic supplements to be alive when they're bought on the shelf, when you consume them, when they go into the GI tract, so that they actually have the ability to bind and have health-promoting effects. One of the things that has emerged is that when probiotics bind, they just don't have a sort of a passive or a localized effect in the GI tract. Again, that's very important. But what we're realizing now is that they're actually influencing our immune system inside the body. And the way they do that is that they bind on cells. And on the other side of our intestinal tract inside the body are these funny-looking little starfish-like cells called dendritic cells. And dendritic cells are like sort of like a toll booth or a receptor station that picks up a signal and then translates that signal and sends it out. And what happens with these dendritic cells is they translate the signal from the probiotics and then send it out to regulatory cells in our immune system, which are a type of lymphocyte, a T helper 1, T helper 2 cells. And what's emerged is that probiotics can actually influence the balance of which of those regulatory cells is actually more active. And a classic example is in children with eczema. Children with eczema, as we know, eczema is not only an allergic-based disease, but it's also an inflammatory disease. And what is emerging now is that kids with eczema have an imbalance in these regulatory cells, and probiotic supplementation has been shown to sort of correct that. And what we note is that as it starts to correct, lo and behold, and GI tract health gets better, their skin starts to get healthier as well. So we're really moving into an area where we may be able to use probiotics in some chronic type conditions, like an eczema would be a good example, to sort of correct that inflammatory imbalance in the body and influence. Another area is also just our general immune health. There's been some very nice studies that have come out over the last few years looking at the prevention of colds and flu. Really great one was published in Pediatrics back in 2009 that actually looked at a very large population of children in preschool ages 3 to 5. Kids that took probiotics had much less chance. This is the sort of the 3 months at the beginning of cold and flu season around September. Took probiotics for 6 months. Kids that took probiotics versus those that took a placebo had far less colds and flu, less need for antibiotics, and really missed a lot less daycare time compared to kids who took the placebo. So we even have some real life examples now that, hey, you know, these bacteria that are binding the GI tract are actually influencing the immune system as well.
Well, that's important. And even the type of birth, whether it's C-section or vaginal, affects the initiating of the baby's gut microbiome, doesn't it?
Well, you bring up a really interesting topic, and we could probably spend a whole nother show talking about it. I went to a lecture that was given by a fellow from John Hopkins, and it was at a probiotic lecture, and he actually started his lecture off by looking at the increase in cesarean births in the U.S. and other countries, like, for instance, Mexico. It's even worse. It's gone up dramatically in the last decade. And if you track that and you track allergic diseases in children, what we call in the medical community atopic diseases, eczema, asthma, those sorts of things, it tracks almost exactly. So the rise in cesarean births is tracked almost exactly by the rise in allergic types of diseases in kids. And quite simply, it comes back to the fact that one of the real important parts of developing a healthy GI tract, healthy immune system, is a vaginal birth where a child is exposed to bacteria then, and then also the other benefit is breastfeeding, because children also are exposed to not only bacteria in the mother's mouth that's health promoting, but also what we call prebiotics, that are substances in the milk that actually are complex oligosaccharides, their type of sugar that the bifidobacteria particularly like to feed on and then start to replicate in the GI tract. So, you know, not every mother is capable of giving birth vaginally. Sometimes cesarean is necessary, but I think it's sort of sinking in with the medical community is the fact that if a child is born by cesarean birth, if a child can't be breastfed, probiotics and possibly prebiotics are very, very important to consider, you know, putting into things like, child's milk or, you know, whatever that is they're consuming, their formula early in life. And so very fascinating. And NIH, I know, is funding a very, very big study for John Hopkins to look at this particular area. And I think, again, the ramifications for our healthcare dollars, if we can reduce the number of allergic diseases in kids, that's going to have a significant effect.
Yes, it certainly is significant, and I'm gratified after four decades or more in this field to see the research. You know, years ago, when we would recommend probiotics, doctors would sometimes advise their patients, don't, that's bacteria, you'll get an infection. And it was so hard to overcome that thinking, wasn't it?
Well, you know, it's hard scientifically and research-wise to prove wellness. You have to look at a lot of people. And so I think a lot of doctors, and you know, I don't criticize them for this, but are really sort of inundated with, again, you know, you have to have hard science. Now, you know, I laugh at that because having been in practice for, you know, a couple of decades, even when you get into to primary care, family medicine, a lot of the stuff that you're doing is off label and sort of, you know, questionable if you looked at the hard science. I think what we're seeing now is a growing comfort with physicians recommending these things as adjunctive treatments, and I'm hoping that we get more wellness science that emerges so that they'll say, hey, go ahead and use the probiotics. You bring up an interesting thing. We bring up healthcare professionals and recommendations. One of the things that I always like to tell people, and I am very adamant about talking about it when I lecture to healthcare professionals, is the fact that for many years, doctors have been recommending they'll get some yogurt or go buy probiotic supplement after you have antibiotics. And that's a good thing. What they're missing, though, is that they tell people to wait until you're done with your antibiotic to take a probiotic supplement. The science that's really emerged over the last 5 to 6 years very strongly points towards the fact that as soon as you start that antibiotic, you should start a probiotic supplement. I usually say, take them about 3 to 4 hours apart if possible. And then when you're done with the probiotic, continue taking that probiotic for another 2 to 3 weeks afterwards. And we have some really exquisite science now that shows, you know, quantitatively what the drop in healthy probiotics are on the GI tract while we're taking antibiotics and how we can offset that by taking a probiotic during antibiotic therapy. Just a little, sort of a tidbit. If people are told by their doctor to take a probiotic, remember, start it as soon as you take the antibiotic.
Thank you. That is something we want to repeat again and again. Briefly go over how to address quality. How does a person who purchases supplements know they have quality in the probiotic supplement that they are purchasing?
That's a really good question. First and foremost, look for products that claim the potency of the product. Remember, probiotics potency is measured in what are called colony forming units. So CFUs is something you'll see on the label. Always look for companies that are claiming the potency of their product to the time of expiration. One of the real quick ways that you can separate out certain products is when you walk in and they're claiming they have, hundreds of billions of CFUs, and they say at the time of manufacture. Remember, these are living organisms. We want them to be alive when they're put into a capsule, if that's what you're taking them, or into a powder or, whatever, and that when you purchase them, they're still alive, and when you consume them and go into the GI tract, they're still alive. And that is one of the, I think, initial criteria. The other one that I would say, too, is that avoid products that claim that they're food-based or whole food-based probiotics or soil-based probiotics. There is absolutely no science at all to back up the fact that probiotics grow in dirt. there might be some bacteria in the dirt, but are derived from going out and digging up dirt. And also the other thing too is that probiotics really, at least the quality strains that I have really dealt with, most of the major and legitimate producers of probiotic strains do not grow on things like, beets or carrots or that sort of thing. Probiotics have a fairly limited number of what are called, augers or bases that they can actually grow on. And so that's really important. And,
really a good caveat. These are two that I don't think we've talked about, and I appreciate it. We are going to have you back, because there's a lot more to talk about. And Dr. Brown, we appreciate you being here. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, and I'll look forward to coming back another time.
Yes. And if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break with more information on probiotics.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's show and discussion on homeopathy. Now, our topic today has been the benefits of probiotic supplementation. And in the first two segments, you were able to listen to Dr. Donald Brown, whose expertise is evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. I gave you his background as a naturopathic physician, but I would like you to know a little bit more about his expertise. He's the former assistant professor at the Bastyr University of Natural Health Sciences, and he serves on the advisory board of the American Botanical Council, ABC, and was a member of the board of directors for the International Probiotics Association for 2 years. He has also served as an advisor to the Office of Dietary Supplements at the National Institutes of Health. So I hope you enjoyed hearing what he had to say, and we're going to continue this conversation. And just to back up a little bit and sort of summarize a little of what we learned from Dr. Brown, the flora, the probiotics, which means for life, are friendly live microorganisms. They're the good bacteria and yeast in the digestive tract. We can't live without them. We have 100 trillion count of bug cells, let's call them, or microbiome, which is 10 times the number of body cells. So we are really one part human and 10 part bug, if we want to be silly about it. But that actually is the truth. There are 500 different kinds of species and 40 to 50 main species. But this is what's known right now. We are learning much more as the science has increased exponentially on this topic. There are lactobacillus, bifidus, saccharomyces, boulardii species, and bifidus tends to be predominant in infants, and it's also has more importance in the colon. Lactobacillus species, more importance in the small intestine, but there is some certainly overlap. Now, what's interesting is those in Western cultures have very low levels, 25%. Of favorable flora are found in the U.S. population. Yet in Africa and Asia, they find up to and closer to 100% of the favorable flora. That's a huge difference. Now, we do have antibiotics that are in our water supply, and we certainly take a lot of them. But what's another reason for this difference? We also do not consume naturally homemade fermented foods like yogurt and kefir. And there are so many ways of fermenting foods and getting good probiotics. And probiotics are both food and supplement sources. So we look to both. Fermented foods, as I said, may provide hundreds of billions. So when we look at the count on probiotics, and let's say we look at the label and it says, yes, there, you know, at the time of manufacture, there were 50 billion, but at the time of expiration, it's expected to be 35 billion. And that expiration is the important number there. So that sounds like a lot. Some people get really concerned about that. They think that's too much. But when you look at what foods can provide and the count in the body, it is one of those supplements that it's hard to say you can do too much. And I still say that with caution. I'm sure we can do too much, but I'm not sure we have found that level yet. And supplements come in many forms, capsules, powders, liquids, chewables. And the dosage range can be under a billion to over 100 billion. And where do we have function for probiotics? Mostly in the GI tract, and that's what we talked about, digestive health, but also systemic health and immunity, which we talked about. Now, the good flora are responsible for the production of nutrients like B vitamins, vitamin K, biotin, and short-chain fatty acids that ferment in the gut. And this is extremely important because we are now manufacturing. It's important to know that we manufacture some of these nutrients and they get absorbed and they're necessary for health. I'm going to be a big promoter for biotin here. Biotin is a nutrient made in the gut that keeps the gut healthy so that yeast, pathogenic yeast, does not overgrow. And it promotes GI health in general, but it's absorbed. And biotin is critical for immunity, systemic immunity, for development in the infant, in the fetus, in the child. It is important for development. It is also very important for skin symptoms, and there's some significant types of eczema that are due specifically to biotin deficiency. The most obvious sign is hair that is not shiny, not healthy. It's dry, it's flyaway hair, it just does not look healthy. That is a hint of biotin deficiency. And eczemas that are not responsive to omega-3s, vitamin D or vitamin A or zinc, those are all important in eczema. But biotin is critical. And biotin has absolutely no toxicity known up to about 20,000 milligrams. Now, that sounds like a lot. The typical supplement may have 500 micrograms, 200 micrograms. But in a damaged gut, 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams are very important. So with my patients, depending on their presentation, I give at least 5 milligrams, and there are supplements available that way. We can also have them compounded. This makes the difference. If I have a patient whose gut is still a problem and they have changed their diet, they are supplementing with probiotics. Sometimes we find that we turn that corner when we provide the biotin, which is not being sufficiently manufactured by the gut healthy flora. And it's more common in any individual who has had a history of antibiotic use, especially routine antibiotic use. So that's my plug for biotin. Let's go back to functions and the overviews. And we were talking about the production of nutrients in the gut and nutrient metabolism. Who thinks of systemic issues being dependent upon good flora? But they are, and nutrient metabolism is very important. And the metabolizing of carcinogenic substances and bile acids. So here we have flora being anti-cancer or cancer protective. They also defend against pathogens. So if you're coming down with an illness and you are on probiotics, increase your probiotics, double or triple them. If you're not on them, definitely get on them. Now, some people say, well, I'll only take them if I'm ill. You know, it's money in the bank. Your body's like a bank account. You just don't deposit and make one deposit and expect that to be enough for the rest of your life. You know you have activity going on in your bank account. You have money, automatic withdrawals coming out to pay bills. You've got to have input. And it's the same with the body. We are using up nutrients. We need to keep providing good sources of nutrients. And another function is thymus size and function. Now, that's very interesting. We don't think of the thymus as being so affected by probiotics, and it is. So the main benefits of probiotics, and then I'm going to go into more detail in the next segment, but the main benefits, they prevent, reduce, or resolve diarrhea and constipation. Most people use the probiotics for diarrhea, but they can also alleviate constipation. It's my first place to start with many patients because you get so much accomplished. It's a very broad effect these probiotics have. Intestinal infections, including yeast infections caused by antibiotics. Loose abnormal stools, strong smelling stools, and especially C. diff infections. And a C. diff infection is able to be diagnosed when you're in the room. The smell of the stool is barnyard. It's a barnyard odor to the gas and the stool. So it's important, if that's happening, to include not just our usual probiotic Lactobacillus bifido species, but also Saccharomyces boulardii, which is even more specific for C. difficile infections. Rotavirus incidence certainly increases when probiotics are low. Inflammation of the digestive tract. Systemic inflammation. So that's talking about inflammation anywhere in your body. Now, specifically in infants, toddlers, and children, the main benefits for preventing, reducing, and resolving include diarrhea, frequent loose stools, inflammation of the anus and rectal area, intestinal infections, so-called diaper rash, eczema, allergies, and asthma. Now, what else do they do? They improve digestive immunity and systemic immunity, and we were told by Dr. Donald Brown that 70% of body immunity is actually in the digestive tract. In pregnancy and lactation, they are also important. They reduce the risk for infant asthma, allergy, and eczema. They reduce the risk for digestive infections and illness and reduce the risk for food allergies in the child for up to 2 years. So this has a long-term effect on the child's immunity just when mom uses probiotics during pregnancy and lactation provides the natural probiotics. And it's important to note that the most common cause of infant diarrhea, the causes are antibiotic use, GI infections, and reactions to foods, especially animal milk products. If you just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more good information.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Next week, please tune in for Kevin's show on homeopathy. Now, the topic we've been discussing today is the benefits of probiotic supplementation. And in the first two segments, we were lucky, fortunate, to listen to Dr. Donald Brown, naturopathic physician, whose expertise is evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. We talked about probiotics, and we're talking about the science. Many times what we hear from individuals in the medical field is, well, nothing's been proven. It's not FDA approved. There's no basis to it. There's no science. There is, and the science has been there for decades. I will acknowledge that it's grown exponentially each year. And I have a wonderful bibliography that I keep with me on the different conditions that have been studied in probiotics and some of those findings, and I'm going to go over those with you. So we know it's important for digestion, for nutrient absorption, for a healthy GI tract, for a healthy system. 70% of immunities in the GI tract fed by good flora. It's also important to reduce inflammation, to protect against immune problems, to protect against cancer. Many, many, many. We listed those in the last segment. So I'm going to go into just a few of the important uses. In pregnancy, we know by repeated scientific studies that when probiotics are used by a mom who's pregnant, it reduces the incidence of infant asthma, allergy, and eczema for up to 2 years of age. Probiotics during pregnancy and lactation definitely reduced the risk, and this was a double-blind placebo-controlled study. maternal probiotic supplement does definitely reduce the risk of eczema in offspring, another randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study. So we've got a lot of information on that. It reduces genital infections during pregnancy when the mom supplements. So probiotic use in pregnancy resulted in an 81% reduction in the risk of genital infections. So that was an excellent study. Now, probiotics in pregnancy reduce the risk of gestational diabetes and large birth size. This was something we didn't know, and this was based on a study reported in 2010. And it says during pregnancy, 13% of women in the diet and probiotic group were diagnosed with gestational diabetes, compared with 36% in the diet and placebo group. So what this shows is that you really reduce significantly the risk of gestational diabetes and large birth size by supplementing with probiotics in pregnancy. Infant use. I mentioned the thymus before. The thymus is critical in immunity. It's the organ located in the upper anterior portion of the chest cavity just behind the sternum. And hormones produced by the thymus stimulate the production of certain infection-fighting cells and its central importance in the maturation of T cells. And what was found out is that when probiotics are added to infant formulas, the beneficial effect on the thymus is the same as the effect from breast milk. So that's important. Improved infant immunity with prebiotics or probiotics. We talked about prebiotics as being the fuel for the probiotics to thrive in. They are complex carbohydrates, oligosaccharides. Inulin is a common one. And this improved immunity has to do with secretory IgA, which is secreted by all of the wet tissues in the body. It is part of the moisture in the wet tissues. And in the GI tract and the other tissues, the nasal, the lining of the nasal cavity, the sinuses, the oral cavity, the whole GI tract, the lungs, the vaginal tissues, these need defending, and secretory IgA is secreted as a defender of these tissues. Now, in the GI tract, the level of fecal secretory IgA antibody is associated with increased clearance and neutralization of viruses. So formula-fed infants who lack the transfer of protective maternal secretory IgA from breast milk benefited from supplementation with probiotics. So there's another sort of declaration of the importance of the probiotics. Very important in preterm infants, better outcome when added. Probiotics prevent necrotizing enterocolitis in preterm neonates, and that's a very damaging GI condition. And they reduce the incidence of infection in premature babies. They also reduce rotavirus incidence, diarrhea, and infectious diarrhea. So that goes on and on. So let's talk about some other use. Intestinal dysbiosis. That's a general term to mean you don't have enough good guys, and therefore there's an overgrowth of bad guys. It's an imbalance. And so when we provide the good guys, we get a better balance. And alterations in the bowel flora and activities are now understood to be contributing factors to many chronic degenerative diseases. And irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis have all been linked to alterations in the intestinal microflora. We also heard from Dr. Brown that when you have dysbiosis, an imbalance, what you're going to have is increase in obesity. So a healthy gut helps to keep avoiding overweight and obesity. Very interesting. It's the promise and the effectiveness of probiotic use is certainly inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, C. diff infections. Essential fatty acids are also enhancers of the beneficials actions of probiotics. So we have a lot that probiotics have done for us. Just a departing departing words, get it through fermented foods and get the probiotics through supplements. Look at the date of expiration on the supplements. That's the important count, what's called CFUs. So I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
We're all different, but if we all stand up as one, no one stands alone.
Won't you stand up, stand up, stand up?
One by one, we can change the world. It's up to you and me. On Monday, October 7th, let's all wear our blue shirts for World Day of Bullying Prevention.
Won't you stand up and use your voice?
Get your blue shirt at stompoutbullying.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Selling the chemical weapons deal at home and abroad. It's the task now ahead of the Obama administration with Secretary